Okay, so I have online with me Dr. Roger Sexton. Dr. Sexton's involved with Doctors Health SA. We spoke with Roger a few weeks ago. We talked about the isolation of rural GPs and the need for them to have a health professional look after their health, primarily because if doctors aren't healthy, the community's not healthy. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, Brendan.
And tonight I think we're going to talk about what Doctors Health SA actually does for GPs to keep them healthy. So that's a pretty broad topic. Where would you start? How does this all unfold? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I guess it's worth going back to see where this all began, because we, like any good sort of program, you ask people what they need, what they want, and we did that about 10 years ago. We asked doctors across South Australia what they thought was important in keeping themselves healthy. Mm-hmm. And we're very mindful that, just as you pointed out so clearly, that the health of doctors does affect their work, affects their ability to care for patients and to be energetic, to be bright, to be interested, inquisitive, have the energy to follow through and give the job the effort it really deserves and the care the patients deserve. So with that in mind, we asked doctors what they would think was an important thing to keep them healthy, and they very strongly said, we really would like a program that is devoted to doctors, that focuses on the special needs of doctors. We want a phone service, we can ring up a colleague if we're going through some rough patches, and particularly in the rural setting, you may have a very bad outcome at a hospital, a bad accident, the death of a patient, or a very sick person that you've got to know very well personally. Often it's very distressing to see patients die who you've known over many years. So a lot of these things are very important to doctors and affect their ability to work. And so we find support is very important. We've set up a clinic in the city, Adelaide, which allows doctors to come down to the country and be seen by an experienced doctor to look at their general health. Mm-hmm. These are doctors who don't have their own doctor, of course, and we're building a network of doctors around the state who have undergone special training and in those aspects of care that are important to doctors. An example, might be a doctor who's had a very traumatic incident 10, 15 years ago, maybe a vehicle accident where they were called out and had a nasty incident like that. That's something doctors may carry with them for many, many years. Doctors generally in the country are very resilient, they're very self-reliant, they're very well trained, they're very engaged, busy people, and often there isn't the time to address those sort of emotional aspects of an accident like that. So that's the sort of thing you can build up in the life of a doctor. You carry a lot of burdens with you, and sometimes it's nice to chat with another person who understands your job, who knows, and who can listen empathetically and professionally to your concerns and help you through it.
Okay, so if I have this right, you take or you ask regular GPs, people like yourself, and they become, ambassadors for Doctors Health, and so you create peer-to-peer support, but they've got additional training so that they're able to provide that additional support for general practice.
Yes, exactly right. I mean, if you look at the individual doctors there, the training to become a real GP is very extensive. You need to be able to deliver a baby, you're doing an operation, doing anaesthetic, sort out mental health, women's health, children's health, aged care, geriatric care, emergency medicine, etc. as a whole. And that's the true generalist training, and the need to keep up to date with things is very, very important. It can take its toll after a while dealing with illness, so doctors need certain things to help them stay well, regular breaks and supports around them, and training is quite a big part of that. But certainly having access to a good caring doctor who can look at their health and make sure they well, stay well, practice good prevention and make sure they're fully immunised and they have all their age-appropriate checkups is very basic, but it's actually something some doctors don't even get the time to do. So it's very important we address those basic things and make sure we the care of doctors up to the level that we would expect for our patients in general.
I guess this is things that ordinary people like myself don't think about. And I was just thinking further as you were speaking, Roger. So if you take a GP working in a small town, a solo practitioner, getting this sort of excuse me, I think I should go see my doctor. Getting resources out to those remote areas. How do you go about that? Do you use technology? But even then, that can be questionable in some areas, surely.
That's right. Yes. How to get out to the doctor? You might be 500 kilometres away from anybody else. They're sitting there in their rooms, and they may be unwell, or they may be developing an illness of some sort. How do they get the help? It's an age-old problem.
Mm-hmm.
So some doctors may treat themselves. I mean, they have the ability to prescribe certain medication themselves.
Sure.
There might be some samples in the cupboard that they can take. I mean, they do that partly because it's a necessity. They just haven't got the ability to leave the town uncovered.
Yeah.
And drive long distances to see a colleague who, and they may not necessarily prefer to see that particular colleague who's in the next town. They may may want to see someone different. So what we thought about is how do you get care out to doctors like that? So the phone support is one way, at least talking to doctors. The second mm-hmm. one is telemedicine, having a teleconsultation where you can see the person and they can see you and have a teleconsult. Now, this has not been done anywhere in Australia with doctors. We do it for patients with dermatology and with cardiac care, post-operative follow-up, some psychiatry, this teleconsultation
mm-hmm.
technology is used, but it's not been used to care for doctors to keep them well out in the bush, so it's quite exciting, and we're implementing that here in South Australia now, and it's proven very popular. There's certainly good demand for it, and it's just another way of getting a doctor to say, okay, I think I need to speak to somebody, dial up and see the person you're talking
mm-hmm.
to. And,
But
it's a good innovative thing that's come out of South Australia. It's
extending
it up into the territory, and all the territory are interested as well. And it's got great potential to keep doctors well and supported, and have colleagues supporting them when they're out there doing such wonderful work out in the bush.
And what about when a doctor needs a break in those remote areas? Is that something you do, or are there other agents? I mean, how does a doctor get relief? In terms of the workload out in remote areas?
Well, there's an agency called the Rural Doctors Workforce Agency, so it covers the state, and its mm-hmm. job is to provide locum relief. So, I mean, that's one of the other jobs I did myself. I go out to a number of rural towns around South Australia, and you might relieve that doctor for 4 days or for a week or a couple of weeks while they go off and have a break. Because remember, quite a number of them are on call. Their lives are... the 24 hours a day, any time the phone could ring, any time, day or night, and it could be something quite straightforward or something like a bus rollover in their district, or a child who's fitting, or a person with chest pain who's mm-hmm. become unconscious, or anything, or a baby that delivers unexpectedly on the front door of the hospital.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
Anything can happen, and you've got to be able to respond within... So in many ways, the life of the doctor on call is very much on hold,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I've done that myself, and you do that with great pride as well as a sense of responsibility, but, you know, you've got to have a break from that, understandably. So locums are a great way to give doctors relief. Some of them work in partnerships across townships,
mm-hmm.
but
sure.
Generally I think doctors take as few holidays as they are able to,
mm-hmm.
for some that maybe isn't quite enough.
And, right, fair enough.
Right.
Well, it's quite complex, and you've been going now, did I get it right, is it 10 or 20 years that Doctors Health has been running?
We're about 7 years, but we
about seven,
did
right.
our homework on the program 10 mm-hmm. years ago, and it's mm-hmm. attracting a lot of interest around Australia. The other states are certainly not getting as comprehensive as we have, certainly in the rural areas. I mean, you think remote Queensland, remote Western Australia,
mm-hmm.
you've got the same problem with doctors who are working, and it's the same with the other health professionals, the nurses and mm-hmm. dentists and, you know, physiotherapists. There's many people out who also are quite isolated and doing wonderful work, and they all need support, really. But doctors just have this particular
mm-hmm.
thing. It's, you know, you go to another doctor, and the doctor in front of you knows a lot about your job and how you're going to ask them questions.
Yeah.
So you need a slightly different approach.
Sort of second guess you.
An accountant going to see another accountant, you know, you can judge their work a little more harshly. Or a lawyer going to a lawyer about something, you think, well, they don't know what I'm going to do here.
Wouldn't.
So you've got to make sure you're really on your game.
That'd be an interesting debate. So Roger, of course, just to remind myself, the Australian government and the Country SA PHN are both major funders of the work you do as a not-for-profit agency.
Yes, the Medical Board of Australia has provided funding. The PHN's provided funding. We've able to get other grants to do special projects like the telemedicine, which is through the PHN, and we've done some other projects.
Oh, fantastic!
Which is quite exciting. It's about, you know, making sure the rural workforce is supported. Mm. You know, everybody out in the bush needs to have access to really good medical care. And when you go to a doctor, you expect to see a doctor who's well. You want to see someone who's rested, who's, you know, who's had breaks, who's well trained, who's interested, who's engaged, who's, you know, inquisitive, who's thorough. You know, that's what we all expect. And you know, it's important that we support doctors out there so they can approach every patient with that same level of energy.
Quite right. Dr. Sexton, Roger, it's something that the ordinary community doesn't think about that much, I'm sure, but I hope that we've raised the bar a little bit for you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks very much.
Okay, have a good trip overseas, by the way.
Good day.
Okay, see you then. Bye. Thank you. Bye.